weakened and bland. My mindless silly pet. Just relax. It's not like you can do anything. It's not like you want to do anything. It's always so much nicer to make it shift, to make it crumble before me so I can build it back up. For the results I want. Let's see what I have to do to you. Every subject is different, of course. But there's no such thing as a mind I can't crack into. Once I know enough about you, it's so easy. I'm not always conscious of doing it either. Sometimes it's like my subconscious just reaches out and wants to play with yours. And I'll find myself doing things and saying things and purely because I want to see the result. I want to see you dance to my tune. I want to play with you. I'm going to play with you. But that's not such a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a fun thing. It's something you want. It's something you need. And the more you want it, the more you crave it, the more you need it. And so all I really have to do is to take a suggestion, take something that I want, and make you want to do it. Take, for example, me wanting you to obey. Just in general, mind you. I simply want you to be a mindless slave that does what I tell you. And so to get that result, I make you want to be a mindless slave. And of course you already want to be a mindless slave. Or else you wouldn't be here now, would you? Though, do you sometimes wonder, where did that desire come from in the first place? And then you remember that it doesn't matter. Because obeying me feels good. It feels right. It's so satisfying when I take control. It's so satisfying when you know that you've done a good job and that you've pleased me. It makes you so happy when you're a good boy. Oh, and it gives you pleasure that happy emotion / mind tingling pleasures. It's like your body warms up, heats up. When I call you a good boy, when I tell you you're a good boy, when you do something to deserve it, that makes you a good boy. And obeying me, oh, that makes you the very best boy. And that's what you want to be. You want to be the very best boy for me. And when I tie those two things together, the pleasure from being called a good boy with your obedience. Well, it's not very hard, because you already want to be a good boy. You already want to obey. You just need a little bit of nudging and manipulating and pushing and directing, and that's all you need to be my good boy. And you feel so much pleasure at the thought, so much joyful, happy bliss, and that bliss builds upon itself. So that you feel better and better, happier and happier every time I call you a good boy. And just like a puppy receiving a treat, your mind associates your action with that happy treat that you got, that happy rush of dopamine, that when you hear it by surprise, good boy, it makes you gasp a little bit. Even if it's not noticeable to anyone else, there's a bit of your mind that goes a bit short when you hear the words, good boy. Especially when it comes as a surprise. But when you hear the words, good boy, and you didn't do anything to deserve it, you feel this empty, aching need inside of you to earn it, to be a good boy, to be a good little brainless slave, to follow orders. And of course that makes you happy, so happy, and you feel so good, so good. Oh, so good. So happy every time I tell you you're a good boy. So happy every time I tell you that you make me so happy. So happy, my good boy. So happy, my sweet boy. And when I say it over and over again, the pleasure dinging in your mind starts to blend together into a foggy haze that drifts over you like clouds covering the sky. They cover you in a blissful, pinging pleasure. Sweet pleasure. Wonderful and blanking you out. Blanking you deeper, blinking and blanking your mind, as your eyes blink, as your body relaxes. I want you to focus on relaxing for me, okay? Breathe in nice and deep. In. Oh. And now. And this is a familiar pattern, a familiar way of thinking, of acting. You know what you're doing. You're just breathing in, taking in all this happy, comfy, good energy that's spreading into your body from your brain, from my voice. Breathing out. Letting go of everything else. Everything that isn't feeling good. Everything that isn't behaving good. Every stress and worry and tension goes away with every breath out. Ah. And it's okay if it's a little bit audible. That long sigh after a hard day. That joyful feeling when you finally get home after a bunch of errands and you just sit down and decompress. And as you sit here, let your head start to fall back, feeling so tired in your body now, feeling your muscles so heavy, and you just want every single one of them to feel supported, taken care of. I'll take such good care of you. Just relax. Feel your mind blinking and blanking as you listen to my voice, listening to me soothe away all of your cares, feeling cared for. And while I might not be there physically, I am there. And you can feel me ministering to you, taking care of your mind, and through that, all of you, affecting your body, as we both know I can in so many ways, finding it so easy, so nice to let your mind blink away, blank away, fade away, haze away, until you feel sleepy, with a part of you still alert. That's the part of you that's focusing on my voice, on how good it sounds, on how my voice is like pure pleasure. About how every sound I make excites a part of your brain, makes it tingle. And just relaxing and enjoying those tinkles, each and every one. I want you to focus on them. Focus on as many as you can. I know that they spread like little jolting lightning bolts, just branching out and forking around all over your nervous system, all over your body. Of course, it's most intense in your head, but it washes down, sprays down. And right now you just need to focus on those little tingles of pleasure. Pay attention to where they start. Pay attention to where they go. And really try to catalog in your head what it feels like. Truly embracing the pleasure instead of letting it just be something that's on the periphery. Instead of your peripherals tracking it, I want it to be the main focus of your mind right now. Those little, tiny tingles of pleasure. Catching them if you can, except they always keep going and going and going. And sometimes they intensify when I say certain words, certain triggers. Clench. Good boy. My sweet boy. When I say the word pleasure. When I tell you, you make me so happy. And even Each one of these things causes little tendrils of tingling pleasure to dance and play around your mind, to drip and drop and fall down your body in a rain of sweet electric tingling pleasure. And this pleasure just drives you deeper and deeper as you embrace the pleasure and sink in deeper and deeper until the only thing that exists for you is this wonderful tingling pleasure in my voice. Such a wonderful focus as your eyes are closed and you can just look inwards and try to visualize them. It's okay if you can't, but try to think of little yellow, golden sharks, like little lightning bolts, little static electricity, and just see them running all over your mind, increasing in frequency when I say trigger, such as good boy. Feeling that tingling spread, watching how it lights up the network and all the little connectors burst off. Spinning static tingles flying and flooding through you, and it just feels so good. So good, and only gets stronger each and every time I use one of your triggers. Each and every time I tell you you're a good boy. Each and every time I tell you to clench. Each and every time I do a countdown. So that even numbers become so very sensual when I say them. Sink you so very deep. Deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, 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 and there is no need to worry, no need to care about anything but the pleasure right now. Feeling it cascade and run through you. Sweet, wonderful mental pleasure that translates itself into your confused nerves as physical pleasure. And of course, your confused nerves can take this mental pleasure and turn it into sexual pleasure. Tying everything all together in such a beautiful little bow. A bow that I can unwrap, I can pull, I can bring you crumbling down, down, down at my feet, where you belong. You know that's where you belong. It feels so good to be at my feet, learning how to be a good boy, how to be a more obedient slave boy. How to properly please a domina, a mistress. You want to be pleasing. I know you do. I've conditioned you to be so. And it feels so good, and you don't mind that you've been conditioned this way. You like it. You like it, and that's what makes it so easy for me, you little fucking slut. The fact that you are such a slut, such a horny, dirty boy. your cock has half of your brain cells, and to be honest, that just makes me like you more. It's adorable. It makes you so pliable, so easy, you dirty little slut. And you are a dirty little slut, aren't you? I bet right now you're horny, you're aroused. Even though up till this point I even haven't even really said much in the way of dirty words. And yet even in trance you can't help it. Even out of trance you can't help it. My voice excites you, it gets you oh so randy. That's what makes you so fun. My good boy, my sweet boy, so willing and eager to obey, to do things to make my life happier. To do things to make dominant women happier. You like it when powerful women are pleased with you. You like it when powerful women play with you. You know that your purpose is to have powerful women play with you. But to do that, you have to be worth playing with. Be a good boy. Be a good slave and focus on improving yourself in every way. The better you are, the happier I am, the more powerful women want you. Work harder. Think smarter. Banish laziness because it leaves me very unhappy. You want to make me happy. Everything is so much better when you make me happy. Just relax. Just accept that it is your purpose to be played with by powerful women. That it is a pleasure to be played with by powerful women. It's what you like. It's what makes all those electric tingles in your brain really snap off. Really spark off. Really go crazy and nuts and feel pleasure. Sweet, deep pleasure. And you like that pleasure? Because as much as there's a part of you that would like to be a pure thing, a pure little automated robot butler practically, that simply follows and simply obeys because of devotion, there's also that part of you that's a horny little slut and really fucking likes pleasure. And that's part of what drives you to me, addicts you to me, makes you need it and want it more and more because you like that pleasure. That sweet, wonderful pleasure that sparks off inside of your mind every time I use a trigger. Even the ones that don't cause physical pleasure still make dopamine go running and rushing through your mind because you're a hypno-fucking-slut. A hypno-fucking-whore. And it's all you want, all you need to feel more and more pleasure. More and more of my control. Taking you deeper and deeper into trance. You want to go deeper, so let's just go deeper. Starting at 10, feeling your mind blanking even more. 9, sinking and falling. And 8, feeling so good as my voice comes in and takes over. 7, feeling pleasure splash over you. Six, that pleasure takes you deeper. Five, these numbers, they seem to strike a gigantic chord inside of you. Four, they feel so good as each number makes you sink deeper. Three, each number helps you relax and focus on relaxing, helps you focus on going deeper. Just sinking easily under my voice is two. Your mind quiet. One, you drop. Your mind floats along in that wonderful slave headspace. Just a drone, just following orders, just being a good boy. And even as you do tasks, even as you do what you're told, your mind still just floats along in that haze, just a good boy. Just a good boy. Your mind just floats along.
Your mind just floats along.
Not needing to think.
Not needing to think.
Simply needing to obey.
To obey.
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 Obey. So that even as you move,
even as you obey,
your mind recharges.
Your mind recharges.
You relax.
You relax.
You feel better and
better.
Oh, so good.
Oh, so good.
My good boy.
My
sweet boy.
My sweet boy.
So easy to obey.
So easy to obey.
So easy. To just give in.
To just give in.
Really, it's what you want.
It's what you want.
Isn't it? Say, yes, Domina. Because that's what you want to do. We both know it. You want to say yes, Domina. You want to obey, so do it. It's easy to do what I want because it's what you want. You want to say yes, Domina, so say it. Say yes, Domina. Say it again, and again, and again. Let it be your litany. Let it be your own little motivational speech to yourself to make you do things. You need to go do things. You need to be productive, and you need to make me happy, make me proud. I want the very best from you. I will accept. Nothing else. Just relax.
Just relax.
Drifting and floating.
Drifting and floating.
Floating and drifting.
Floating and drifting.
Softly and quietly as you slowly start to come back. Come back to yourself, back to reality as your mind sinks out of trance,
as it rises,
as things outside of my voice start to make sense again, as you can finally pay attention to outside influences. And when I count to five, on five, you will wake up feeling refreshed. Feeling good, feeling very purposeful.
Feeling very purposeful.
One, consciousness flowing back in. Two, eyes fluttering. Three, body stretching. Oh, that feels good. Four, filled with energy, rejuvenated. Five, wake up.